Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it as we roll on into the 7 o'clock hour. We got a lot going on this hour. Daryl Johnston, former NFL player, NFL broadcaster, and now part of the UFL in an executive role. He is going to join us coming up in just a little while. And then later on this hour, we'll talk golf with Dan Reardon in front of the U.S. Open, getting underway. All right, wanted to get into this. I saw this today. I shook my hand at my head. I was like, come on, really? With everything going on, this is what's going to come out, because optics and the meat of something sometimes do not go along. And I'm gonna ask something of all of you, because I know there are people out there who just do not like Oliver Marmol, just don't like him, and there's very little that can be said to adjust that attitude at all. I would ask you to suspend that for the next 9 minutes. And listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, and then we can jump back into the normal conversation. So The Athletic did a poll of Major League Baseball players on a number of different topics. And they ended up getting responses from just under 130 players. The players did not have to answer every question. Of the 130 or so respondents, only 40 of them chose to answer the question, which manager, aside from your own, would you not want to play for? So only 40 respondents to that. And of the 40 that did choose to respond, five votes for Oliver Marmol. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it was tied for first. No, but one other individual got five, a couple guys got four, one got three, and then three got two. So the headline can be, Oliver Marmol is the manager that players in Major League Baseball most want to not play for. That could be your headline if you wanted to go with that. And a lot of Cardinals fans, I think, today saw this and have decided to run with that. There's a lot going on here that led to that. First off, it's five individuals, five votes. So if you put too much stock into five votes from people who have probably never played for Oliver Marmol, that's probably not the place to take a lot of your stock. But here is the most telling thing about this, and I've got a lot of thoughts on this. I'm going to try to get them all in here in this segment. The most telling thing on this, this was completely anonymous from players, but they did get one player to give a quote on why they chose Oliver Marmol as being the manager that they most did not want to play for. And this is the quote from The Athletic. I don't really know many managers. I'm trying to think of someone in our division just so I can say someone. Who's the Cardinals guy? Yeah, just put him down. One of the votes there from somebody who didn't even know Oliver Marmol's name. Plays in the NL Central. Just the Cardinals guy. Just put his name down. If I got to answer this question. So that's that tells you a little bit. Now let's go to who's getting about the same votes as him. Buddy Black got the same amount of votes. Bud Black just recently got fired as the manager of the Colorado Rockies. If you don't know much about Bud Black, let me tell you a little bit about him. This man is a fantastic human being. There are very few people in the world of baseball that are nicer than Bud Black. And not many managers who are better than Bud Black either. He just happened to be managing the Colorado Rockies, who are the most inept organization maybe in the history of Major League Baseball. So why is he tied with Oliver Marmol on this list? Well, again, it's five votes, so we don't put much stock in it. But if we are going to try to break down these five votes, it's because people didn't want to play for the Colorado Rockies. Him getting five votes has absolutely nothing to do with who Buddy Black is. Players love Bud Black. They just do. So that's who Oliver Marmol is tied with. Who's second on this list with four votes, getting one less? Hey, it's Mike Schilt, San Diego Padres manager, former Cardinals manager, favorite of every single person who doesn't like Oliver Marmol, seemingly. Why Schilt on this list? Can we all agree that Mike Schilt's a really good manager? I think we can. Mike Schilt's a heck of a manager. He's not the manager in St. Louis anymore because he didn't get along with his boss. But that has nothing to do with his ability to manage baseball games and manage a team. He didn't get along with the wrong person or the wrong people. So he lost his job in St. Louis. I've never said a bad word about Mike Schilt as a manager. He did not know the politics of that job. So why is Schilt on this list if we can all sit here and agree that he's a good manager? And you talk to anybody who has played for Schilt, they love him. They love playing for Schilt. My guess here is, and by the way, I would say it's more damning for Schilt being high on this list. It's not really damning for anybody. It's a no big thing. But you're going to a team where you can make a lot of money because they spend a ton of payroll and you get to play in San Diego, yada, 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 like all these other things that go into this. But I would suspect the reason Schilt is on this list, other than just kind of randomness, which more than anything, at the end of the day, it's just random. It's just something to get people to talk. The Padres aren't really like a super forward-thinking organization. I don't think the Padres are known as like a team that's going to make you better. They'll go spend money on good players and they'll play good baseball. But it's not like you go to the Tampa Bay Rays or you go to the Milwaukee Brewers or teams like that are just really known as teams that make you the best version of yourself. Now, look, there are like ancillary reasons why players want to go play for teams. Maybe it's close to where they grew up. Maybe it's because there's going to be a playing time opportunity, something like that. But I've always thought there's like three basic reasons you want to go play for a team. Number one, they're going to pay you money, a lot of money. Number two, you can win some games there. Number three, they're going to make you a better player. That'll probably get you some more money down the line. Bluntly, the Cardinals going into the season looked like they were likely 0-3 on that one. Outside expectations going into the season was the Cardinals weren't going to be very good, and they were not overly good either the last 2 years. So that's the first thing. Will the Cardinals make you the best version of themselves? They have not been great in that area over the last few years. We've talked a lot about it. They seemingly lost their way when it came to player development. They're working really, really hard to fix that. I give all the credit in the world to everybody involved at trying to get that fixed and the people that are coming in to do that. But before the season got started, they didn't have that reputation. Then, in terms of just the expectation of winning games and getting paid, you knew they weren't going to spend a lot of money this year. So, like I said a moment ago, I've talked with players who have played for Mike Schilt and they love him. You can believe or not believe what I'm about to say. Like, I've got no reason to lie here, but I know there's going to be people who just automatically kind of dismiss what I'm saying here. I've talked to people on the record and off the record who either have played for Oliver Marmol or are playing for Oliver Marmol. I haven't heard a bad word about playing for him. I haven't. Players really like playing for him. He's tough. He tells you where, and that's something that professional athletes generally like it. A good manager will tell you where you stand and everything. I think players, for the most part, under Marmol, know where they stand. And there's a lot of communication, and there's care. I think players feel like Marmol cares about them and will go to battle and go do what needs to be done to help players get the best version. It's kind of like what Ollie was talking about today when discussing Lars Nootbaar, how he enjoys getting into the trenches with struggling players and trying to bring them out of it. So whether you like Ollie or don't like Ollie, I honestly don't think that these five votes should actually change your mind on anything. I know the sexy headline is that he's number one on this list. Take it from me, I don't think this means anything. And I think it's disappointing that it comes out this way, because all of a sudden you have this sort of salacious headline that goes along with it. The thing that I would be more worried about is, from a team perspective, where the Cardinals rank in terms of respect, just as far as which organizations have good reputations among players and bad reputations, the Cardinals are in the bottom third on that. Bottom third. So that's this Ollie thing is more connected to that, and it's more connected to the fact that the Cardinals have to do better at making players the best versions of themselves. And you do that with the infrastructure, the technology, the staffing, everything that they haven't had and they haven't kept up with in recent years that they're trying to catch up with now. I blame all of this on that. And I think it's going to get fixed under Heim Bloom. I think it's in the process of being fixed right now. There's my take. We'll take a break. When we come back, we are going to be joined by Daryl Johnston, former NFL player, NFL broadcaster, part of the team with the UFL in an executive role. We'll talk about the upcoming UFL championship game. Might talk a little NFL with him as well. That's up next. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back at it on KMOX. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line coming up this weekend. The UFL Championship game going to be held on Saturday over at the Dome. Unfortunately for St. Louis Battlehawks fans, the Battlehawks are not in the game as they got beat by D.C., so the D.C. Defenders are going to match up against the Michigan Panthers, but still a great football game coming up and a lot of events leading up to it. I'm excited about this conversation. We're going to welcome onto the program Daryl Johnston. He's part of the executive groups with the UFL overseeing the football operation. Of course, you know him as a former NFL player and NFL broadcaster as well. Daryl, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. My pleasure.
What's the excitement level right now for the league leading into this championship game this weekend?
Oh, it's high. It's been a nice build during the course of the week. We had our camps that started on Tuesday in the St. Louis area with some of our staff there working and doing some flag football and some youth clinics. So just been a continual build starting Tuesday all the way through the week. One of the things that we looked at last year and wanted to be better at was number one, you know, having an impactful event and an impactful couple of days in the hosting market. And then also, you know, just saying thank you to our coaches, our staff, our players, and coming up with a good kind of a good calendar, a good schedule of events during the course of the week. Not just the game and not leaving the host city immediately after the game, but allowing, you know, the guys to get into town early, have a nice media day, you know, get the team photo, a lot of the things that you don't think about, and then you play the game, and then for the winning team to be able to have that moment where you celebrate on the field, but then you can actually, you know, go back to the hotel, you know, celebrate with your teammates, with your coaching staff, and, you know, have time to reflect on the season and what you accomplished. And we didn't do that last year, and it was something that we wanted to remedy this year. So we're really excited about what the whole layout of the week has looked at.
How much work does go into kind of activating the local market, especially when the local market doesn't have their local team in the game?
It's a challenge. It's a challenge, and sometimes things will change a little bit. So, you know, for our teams coming in, we don't have the Battle Hawks, you know, with our community service component. So we'll have, you know, the D.C. Defenders, we'll have the Michigan Panthers coming in, but still working with some of the, you know, the charities that we've identified in the St. Louis area. Obviously, one of them, because we know very well, you know, the impact of the tornado that happened a couple of weeks ago. Our teams were flying in when that storm was coming into town. You know, our game was 24 hours later, and the turnout and the support from the fan base in St. Louis was phenomenal. So one of the things we really wanted to make sure was that was one of the charities that we were working with one of our teams. So it's been impressive to me, because that was something last year as we were going through the merger and you're trying to make sure that you're being financially responsible. And one of the areas that we looked at was, you know, maybe the time and market and, you know, how does that impact what we're doing? And one of the things that was kind of potentially on the chopping block was our community service component. And our players responded vehemently and just, you know, you can't take that away. You've got to find something else, you know, to switch with that. You know, that's meaningful to us. We enjoy that. And that came from a lot of the XFL, conference players, the XFL league players. And then they described that to the USFL guys that were coming in and how meaningful it was. So we had a lot of players, and it's a testament to the guys that we have in our league. They're not only good football players, they're good young men. And we couldn't be more proud of how they've responded with the opportunities that we've provided to them for community service.
To that point, and just speaking about Battlehawks players, they're spending five and a half of the days of the week in Texas, and they're only coming in for a day and a half for half the games because they only play half of the home games. The impact and the visibility that those guys had in a very short amount of time, whether it was showing up to the Cardinals for a Battlehawks game or for, you know, Cardinals Battlehawks night, whether it's doing media and interviews and things like that, it's pretty impressive to know what they were able to do in market when they spent so little time here.
Yeah, exactly, and that was one of the reasons why they really pushed us to find an alternative and to make sure that we kept that that community service component. You know, coming in at a specific time with the charter flights, allowing them the time to be able to be vested in the community. You know, what they're able to do in those 48 hours while they're in town is very impressive. And we look at the NFL, right? The NFL is, you know, they're kind of the same model. They're in market, but they're so busy with what they're doing. You know, how many hours during the course of the week do they have to spend in the community, you know, where the team is hosted? So, you know, we look at it where, you know, that day off Tuesday is one of the days that the NFL guys really kind of, you know, step away from what they do with their team and go out and kind of follow the passion that they have for service. And, you know, our guys take that 48-hour window that we provide for them, and they really, really maximize it. Exactly to your point. It's very, very impressive, you know, how much they were able to get done on a completely different model, but trying to kind of, you know, in that small window of opportunity, maximize it as best they can.
Daryl Moose Johnson, the Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the UFL, continuing to join us. As you watched the football this year in the league, what most impressed you, maybe from a getting better from a week before or a year before standpoint?
Yeah, I think the big thing for us was, you know, looking at the start of the year, and, you know, I think there was a little bit of concern with the offensive performance, but then we went back to 2024, and we saw something very, very similar in 2024. We had 75 guys in camp last year during the merger to maximize the opportunity for the guys on the rosters. We only had 64 in training camp this year. We went from 4 weeks to 3 weeks with a lesser number, so we thought we had offset that well. But as we got into our season, we saw that all the way through week four, you know, we were just trailing offensively behind how the defenses were playing. And that's historically something that you see, you know, even at the NFL. The defenses are just always a little bit more ahead of the offenses because, you know, it's a reactionary thing. There's a lot of skill set, you know, on the defensive side of the ball where a lot of things are orchestrated on the offensive side. So you got to build that camaraderie and that chemistry when you talk about the offensive line, which is the key to having an offense that's efficient. So I think that was one of the things that we saw and one of the things that we want to look at. How do we maximize that start of the season next year from an offensive perspective? But once we got to week five, everything just kind of took off. It was amazing. We had one down week in the last five. And then unfortunately, because of the way we had the playoffs set up where, you know, due to, you know, venues in Michigan and D.C., you know, going down the stretch, we had a potential for, you know, in week nine, a winner-take-all scenario in Birmingham with Michigan and Birmingham. Who's going to get home field? We had a scenario for winner-take-all in week 10 with St. Louis and D.C. Playing at Audi Field. But we could not have those games because of availability in those home markets. So I think that, you know, if we were able to have navigated that and had that, I think we would have had an amazing finish to our season. And I think the scoring would have continued to go up because you look at the conference championships last week, you turn around and you flip it after week 10 and boom, there goes Michigan at 44 points. Boom, there goes DC at 38 points. So our offenses jump right back into it. So, you know, I think that we're very, very excited for what this matchup provides. We've got, you know, the top two offenses in the league. You know, Fred Keis was named our assistant coach of the year, the offensive coordinator for the DC Defenders today. They had two of the three candidates for offensive player of the year in Jordan Te'amu and Chris Rowland. So it's a very, very strong offense. But we'll see what happens because, you know, Michigan's very, very stout against the run. They've got a really, really, you know, physical, athletic front seven. It's the back end where the concern lies, and that's the strength for that DC offense. So how does Michigan's defense match up against DC in that passing game?
The league season will end, and on an everyday basis, we're going to hear about players from the league being signed to training camp rosters and heading to the NFL, and there will be a fair number of guys who make NFL teams this upcoming season. You obviously have a ton of NFL contacts and are still around that league a lot. What are you hearing from NFL friends about what they are seeing with this league and the type of player that's being developed?
always very complimentary of what we're doing in the UFL. I think if you look at the structure of the NCAA as the quote-unquote feeder league for the NFL for a number of decades and the changes that have happened to the college game, the player that's going to the NFL from the NCAA is not as detailed in the little things that he needs to be. There's not enough time on task in the NCAA with the restrictions they have at the college level. There's not enough time on task at the professional level because of the restrictions that they put in there since the 2010 CBA was signed. So, you know, I really see, you know, athletes that need a little bit more coaching, a little bit more time being able to have an experience at game speed. We reduce the number of preseason games, so we're limiting the opportunities for younger guys to have that opportunity to see what game speed is like at the NFL level, even in the preseason. Now, what we do in the UFL is not going to be NFL game speed, but it's a lot better than NFL training camp practices. So I think one of the really big benefits that we provide and what we hear from NFL personnel departments, general managers, is it's good to see your guys come up because you can see that the coaching staffs in the UFL are really dialed in on kind of the details of what we're trying to teach. And then from a league standpoint, one of the things we always tell our guys is everything you do, every single thing you do every day, you have to be a pro at what you're doing. And that's not just practice on the field. That's studying in your playbook. That's being accountable. Going back to what we talked about, if you say you're going to be at a community service event, then you need to be at that community service event. People are counting on you to be there. So we challenge them to be professionals in everything they do. And one of the things that we want is we don't want to just develop good football players. We want to develop good young men. Because an NFL career, a professional football career, is a small window in the life of a young man. And what we can teach them, what we can share with them, the skill sets that we can help them refine and build, we want them to be better men, which is going to lead to better husbands, better fathers. You know, that's our mission in the UFL, is not just pumping out good football players, but pumping out good young men that are going to be, you know, a plus and a positive in any community that they end up establishing their house and their family.
Daryl Johnson, he's Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the UFL. St. Louis shows out all the time for big events. It's a great opportunity this Saturday at the Dome, even with the Battlehawks not playing. 7 o'clock kickoff, there's going to be a fan fest that's going to take place prior to that. Great opportunity. And by the way, just for the health of the league and the health of the Battlehawks moving forward, it's good for the league if there's a lot of people in attendance at the championship game. So it is a way to still help the Battlehawks, even though they're not playing. So you can get all the information at theufl.com. Daryl, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on another good season, and we are rooting for this league and hope that it just continues to get better and better every year.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And yeah, come on out. If you're in St. Louis and you got nothing going on Saturday evening, come on out, because we're crowning a new champion. For the first time in the last 3 years, we're not going to have the Birmingham Stallions as our champion. So it's going to be fun to see either the D.C. Defenders or the Michigan Panthers win that championship.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you so much.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back at it here on KMOX. We are taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. Beginning at 8 o'clock, it is going to be City Spotlight. Jen Cease will be with you as she will be talking all things City SC Soccer. It is a big weekend for golf as the PGA Tour is in Oakmont, Pennsylvania at Oakmont Country Club for this year's U.S. Open. Very happy to welcome our own Dan Reardon onto the program. Has covered golf for KMOX for a long time and will continue to do so this weekend. Dan, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you? Tell me a little bit about Oakmont Country Club and the kind of challenge that's going to provide for golfers this weekend.
Oakmont is a unique facility. First of all, this is the 10th time they're hosting the U.S. Open. That's the all-time highest number of U.S. Opens, and they had two more.
Hey, Dan, you know what? We're going to stop you real quick. Your connection is just a little bit off, so I'm gonna have John hang up with you and recall you, if you don't mind, and see if we can get a little bit of a better connection here, just so we can I want to learn about Oakmont Country Club, and I couldn't completely understand what he was saying right there, so we'll see what we can get from him. So he'll rejoin us in just a second. Bryson DeChambeau is the previous winner of the U.S. Open, on the line, purse of about $21.5 million. And, we're going to see what happens this weekend. So I think we've just about got Dan back on the line. We do. Dan, do we have you?
Yeah, I think we're okay now, man.
You sound wonderful. I can hear all the words that you're saying now, so that's perfect. So if you'll start over, tell us a little bit about Oakmont Country Club and the challenge that goes along with it this weekend.
Well, first of all, as I said, it's the 10th time they played the U.S. Open at Oakmont. That's the all-time highest total for any golf course. For me, it's there have been three times that I have been on site for the championship. I think Pebble Beach is the only place that I've been the same number of times for a U.S. Open. But Oakmont is different. And it's different because in today's world, when you get a golf course and you want to make it tougher, you make it longer. Oakmont is not even close to the longest golf course in U.S. Open history. I think Erin Hills is 700 yards longer than Oakmont will play this week. And in fact, a couple of holes that are records on the USGA have been shortened. The eighth hole, which in 2007 played at exactly 300 yards for a par three, is going to play down from that. And the 12th hole, par five, in 2016 played at 684 yards, and they're taking it down to 632. So length is not the issue at Oakmont. The issue is twofold. One, the rough is 5 inches in length, and that is what the members play. So they didn't have to change anything to get it to this current condition. But that is not what PGA Tour players play. And the second thing, and probably the most important thing people need to remember about Oakmont, is the design of the greens. Unlike most golf greens, the greens at Oakmont, in many cases, are high on the front and low on the back. And typically the opposite is true. So as the players get into the rough, and they will, they will not be able to keep the ball on the green because they cannot spin it. And if they land short, they're going to be chipping downhill. So it's those front to back greens that are the issues. You know, in 1994, it was the first time I was at Oakmont, and Jack Nicklaus came in before the tournament and just raved about it from an architect's design. What a great golf course it was, and particularly talked about the greens and these front to back tilts to the greens. And when the interview was over, I went up to Nicklaus and I said, Jack, you design golf courses. Why don't you build a golf course with front to back greens? And he said, if I did, within 2 weeks' time, I'd get a call to come and take out all the greens and put them back to the way they're supposed to be played by normal people. So that's what you're looking at in the case of Oakmont, a unique circumstance. And actually, when I was there in 94, it was a tree-lined golf course. And there's not a tree to be seen anywhere on Oakmont now as they restored it to what they considered the original design of the course.
So I'll put you on the spot a little bit here. What's a name that maybe isn't a big name? Not a Scheffler, not a Rory, not a Bryson or a John Rahm. What's a name that this style of course could really kind of play to their game?
It's a little harder to give you a name, but I'll give you the characteristic, and then you can apply it to whoever you want to do that. And the players, I've gone through all the interviews with the players this week, and the players are consistent with what they're saying. You do not have to hit the ball long. It helps, but you don't have to hit the ball long to be successful. But you have to be exceptionally strong to get it out of the rough. So you mentioned a John Rahm or somebody like that. I mean, the classic person for that role will be DeChambeau. He is easily the strongest golfer, physically strongest golfer, swinging the club on the tour. But you're going to find guys that have that kind of physical strength that can get the ball successfully out of the rough without just coming out sideways, and they'll be competitive. But having said that, you know, in 2016 when Dustin Johnson won, second place was Jim Furyk.
Yeah.
And Jim Furyk is one of the shorter hitters on tour. So you might find a player like a Colin Morikawa who has a good week and hits a lot of fairways and is a wonderful iron player. And he may be more successful on this tournament, although having said that, the three U.S. Opens that I covered, the winners were Ernie Els, long, long hitter, Angel Cabrera, brutally strong golfer, and Dustin Johnson, extremely long hitter. And Jack Nicklaus also won there as well. So it has been the long hitters that have been successful at Oakmont for the most part.
Are we getting to a point, we always used to do Tiger versus the field, is Scottie Scheffler moving into that category? I mean, even when you look at the odds going into this, Scheffler's odds to win are basically three times that of DeChambeau.
Yeah, I think an even greater indicator of that is through this first part of 2025, I've seen a number of players say they're trying to imitate Scottie Scheffler's course management, his ability to make good choices and make good decisions. And so if they're imitating him because he is being successful, then I would say, yes, the players are looking at him as the most successful player because he plays the game differently than most players do. He keeps it down to that simple idea of play the next hole, play the next round. They talk more about his mentality than they do about his physical skills. He's not the longest player, not even close to one of the longest players on tour. He's not one of the best putters on tour. Really good iron player for the most part, but mostly he is so resilient that when he has a bad hole, it tends not to show up on the next swing or the next hole.
Where do you think that comes from for him? Is that an emotional, mental type thing? Is it somebody teaching him how to look at the game? Like there's got to, if it's such a unique trait that he has, it has to come from something.
And he answered that question this week. He was asked exactly that, and he said his college coach taught him. He said at that time he was dating somebody who eventually became his wife, and he had known her from high school. And he was showing up for practices, and he had his phone, and he was texting to his girlfriend from time to time. And his college coach pulled him aside. He said, Scotty, here's what I want you to do. When you're with the golf team, you think only about what's going on at this moment. You don't think about your girlfriend. You don't think about anything else. And when you're with your girlfriend, you don't think about golf. You think about what you're paying attention to. And Scheffler said he took that lesson and applies it to playing golf. So when he plays golf, he plays the shot and then he goes on to the next one, and he plays the shot. Now, that may seem obvious, but anybody who plays golf knows that the past and the future creep into your mind, and Scheffler learned to do that, and he fully credits his college coach at Texas with having taught him how to do that.
That's interesting. Like, as a broadcaster, I take mistakes home that I make every single night. Like, I my drive homes after shows that I'm unhappy with are just me tormenting myself. I think that's a lot, much easier said than done for any human being who cares about what they do to be able to be intimately focused at any given moment on what they're doing and not think about mistakes or successes just recently.
And it's not a coincidence, I think. And Scheffler is not about to bring this up. I don't think it's a coincidence that Scheffler has hit this pinnacle of performance where he's been number one for a long, long time. I mean, he's now in the neighborhood of Greg Norman and Tiger Woods with the number of months that he's been number one in the world. I don't think it's a coincidence. That has come at a time when he was newly married and became a father. And Scheffler will tell you that his wife does a great job of when I get home, I'm just home, and I'm not we don't talk about golf. I don't take it home with me. And now with the young child, even more so. So he's been able to separate his life very successfully, not taking the golf course to the home and not taking the home to the golf course, except maybe at Louisville when he got pulled over going into the golf course. But other than that, he's able to separate those things. And again, I think that's a unique talent that he brings to the circumstance. Having said that, I don't know that this golf course is the best fit for him. He would not be described as a guy who is a brutally strong golfer. He's got great mechanics. He's a very successful, wonderful iron player. But he's not the kind of guy that can force the ball out of the rough and get circumstances. And he's so good around the greens. And because of the 5-inch rough, which will creep closer to the greens, I think that'll negate some of his ability. One other thing, Matt, you know, these greens are so bad. I'm obsessing about the greens, but that's what makes Oakmont. These greens are enormous. On 14 and 15 green, it's in tomorrow's round, if your ball is on the very front of the green and you have a putt to the hole, your putt will be 150 feet long. Hmm. Now, that's a half a football field that you can face if you miss club the shot into the greens. And so that holds true pretty much all the way through the golf course.
You are going to hear Dan Reardon a lot over the next few days here on KMOX. He is incredible in covering golf and has done it a long time for us here at KMOX. Dan, thank you so much for taking some time, and I'm sure we'll talk again down the line.
I enjoyed it, Matt, and I think everybody is going to enjoy this weekend.
Awesome. Very good. That's our own Dan Reardon joining us on the program. One more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this show, and then we'll get to City Spotlight. Jen Cease will be in after that. Don't go anywhere. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.